are, folks, on the air Wednesday, July the 7th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. And as always, Wednesday here on WWGH Radio, I am joined by Glenn Coble for the next two solid hours. Then you can catch Glenn's show, A Progressive Life Today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. with Dr. Ronald Feynman, political archivist, activist, and historian, author as well, I believe. Oh, yeah, I think he has all those titles. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. I believe he'll be giving away a gift card today. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, if you missed it, will air tonight on this station from 6:10 until 7 p.m. But live for the next two solid hours here in the studio, we will have a program that has never happened before, bringing together Glenn Coble and the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson. How about this? And here we go. History making. Thunderbolt, how you doing?
Heaven high. Very, very, very good. Thank you.
And how are you, Glenn?
Well, I'm really proud to meet Thunderbolt. He and I are Facebook friends, and I occasionally say something to him on Facebook and vice versa, but never met him before. I'm very proud to know him.
Pleasure's mine, sir.
Yes, and we're going to have a good time here today on the program. Now, Thunderbolt's birthday is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big 8-0.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be big.
8-0. That's even bigger than 7-5, which is what I am.
You're 7-5, and we got 8-0. Now, 80 used to be thought of as rather old, but yes. Not so much anymore.
No, that's true. It's kind of...
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Oh, no. Watch out.
Old is old. I mean, come on. That's up in the years, you know.
Well, but people are living into the hundreds now.
Oh, yes.
Quite regularly.
Yes.
Now, you had a sister, Thunderbolt, who lived...
My sister and my father both lived to be 92.
92. Yeah. That's good genes.
Well, thank God for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife, both of her, all four of her grandparents lived way past 90, and both of her parents lived past 90.
That's great.
So we're planning that she's going to be alive way past me.
Well, don't say it that way. No. Don't put yourself down.
No, well, I'm not putting myself down. I just know everybody in my family's died in their 70s, so.
Well, you're not planning on checking out here anytime soon, are you, Glenn?
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Feeling pretty good.
But now that I've met Thunderbolt, I'm feeling even better.
You're feeling even better. Now, Thunderbolt, how are you feeling at 80 years old?
Yeah, real, real good. I mean, God have renewed my mind. I've got some understanding, humbled myself, and you know, it's time to just turn it over to him, and that's what I've done.
Sounds like he didn't even need Prevagen.
No,
for your brain.
No, Thunderbolt is going strong.
Well, you know, it's the time. Everything is opening back up. All we got to do is follow the rules. That's in everything. Everything has rules.
Yep.
Nobody or nothing is above the law.
Yep.
And if you got a business, you got to have things in order. So, hey, it's going to be better than it ever have been.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Thunderbolt. I was watching a show this weekend about cutter ants, little ants that cut leaves.
Yes.
And they carry them to and from. They have no idea why they're doing it. But they have an order, so they know if they stick with the order, everything's going to be all right.
Organizing.
Yeah.
And it's great that you brought that up. I mean, they are, they can work together.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, and provide for the winter, just like the squirrels do.
Yep, you know? Absolutely.
I mean, and ants don't usually fuss.
No.
Unless something come in invading their space.
Yeah, a different type of ant shows up or something. Yeah, right. Yeah. It was a good show.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm sorry I missed that one on there. I must have been doing something else when that was on.
You were having a party.
What is on your mind today, Glenn?
Very little.
You don't have any, you're going?
Oh, I've got all sorts of things going on. I'm looking for another little puppy dog. As you know, I missed out last week on puppy dogs. I've got all sorts. I had to take care of my son's dog for 3 days because my granddaughter is going around to all these colleges in the area and, you know, trying to find out where she wants to go. And then I have to get a haircut. That's one of my least favorite things to do. It doesn't take very long on my hair. But let's see, what was I doing on... I'm doing something on Friday and Saturday, but I can't remember what. But I'm booked up.
You're booked up.
Yeah, I can't help you out on anything.
Well, Thunderbolt's got big plans coming up as well. A trip to Waterloo, Iowa, coming up on the 11th, I believe it is.
Yes.
And then a trip to Las Vegas in August.
September.
Yeah. And these are for honors for his wrestling. And you're from Waterloo, Iowa.
Yes.
Fantastic. Yes. I was telling Thunderbolt, I got started watching wrestling. Now, I'm not a big wrestling fan, but I got started watching wrestling when my father took me to a Gorgeous George wrestling match. Thunderbolt knew who I was talking about.
Okay. Now, did you know Gorgeous George?
No, he was a little bit before my time.
A little bit before.
But he was flamboyant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was on his game.
There was this little old grandma sitting in the front. I remember this clear as day. And he handed the little old, he pulled a hairpin out of his hair pin. And he gave it to the lady. Yeah. And she, that made her life.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a very, very big star.
Yes, he was.
He's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And from what my understanding was, a very good hand in the ring.
Right, right. Two things goes together. You know, a lot of time you see one that can do one thing, but then they can't do another one. So he was balanced out to be one of the all-time great. And the start of the flamboyant.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's also my understanding that Muhammad Ali credits Gorgeous George...
Really?
Oh, yeah, with the raps that he did.
Right.
Because he went and saw Gorgeous George as a child.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and saw this guy getting booed by just, and he said, hey.
Yeah, they hated him.
Yeah.
That was kind of the deal back in those days. You had one guy that everybody hated and the other guy that everybody loved. And
That's the world.
Yeah,
that's the world. That's true. There's a good guy and a bad guy,
yeah,
right?
There you go. That's why I counter Scott. I'm the good guy on my show.
Oh, Glenn.
No. What did that sound like?
That's right. Sounded like the bad guy to me. A little Gorgeous George in all of us, isn't it? A little Gorgeous George coming out there, Glenn.
I'm sorry.
You know, though,
He
was an interesting fellow, though, Gorgeous George, from what I've understood. He owned a bar out there in California. Yeah.
He raised turkeys, too.
Turkeys?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
A lot of turkeys, I heard.
Now, when you got in the wrestling business in the 60s, who were some of the big names that you met?
Oh, all of them. Luthez, Funks, Old Man Funk, Killer Kowalski, all of the champions. Every champion that has been there, I wrestled them. And, I mean, it's all of the big names. Jerry Graham, all of the big names. You know.
Now, Jerry Graham, it's my understanding, he was an interesting fellow.
Yes, he was.
Now, there's a story, and this is...
Oh, yes,
this,
sir, yes.
Now, what, that Jerry Graham's mother died.
Yes, she did.
And they took her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Graham went to the hospital and took his mother's corpse out of the hospital on a gurney and was loading her up into his car, and they had to arrest him him.
Yeah, he went off on nothing. And
were you involved when the McMahons got into the wrestling world?
I was part of that whole breakdown.
Okay.
I mean, I know the war. They call it a war. It was a war. It's deep. Yeah, we don't have time for that one today.
Well,
that's going to have to be a special one.
That's when WWE changed, right?
Well, it was a lot of changing.
Yeah.
A lot of changing. The National Wrestling Alliance went totally out of business.
Oh.
See, Vince shut down all of the different... At one time, there was so many different territories that individuals could go to.
Yeah.
And when Vince took over, all those small places just withered up.
How did they handle that? That must have been a logistical nightmare, because there were so many wrestling matches that took place in little tiny towns with 100 people coming to it.
Yeah. How did they handle that?
I mean,
just like they handle everything.
Yeah.
They come and take over. That's what they do.
Okay.
I mean, what do you do? Come in, tell lies. I mean, it's the truth today.
It's
what it is. They hire people that don't know what they're doing, and put them in these positions, and they bring in all of their fans and friends, and don't know what they're doing, you know. And that's the change of the starting the animosity between guys that can wrestle and guys that can't wrestle. It's some guys, you know, whatever you do, whatever you do in your life. Just every Joe Blow cannot walk in off the streets and do it.
Yeah.
The same way in anything.
Yeah.
Just like it's a lot of people can't dig a ditch right.
Well, I was in intercollegiate athletics for 18 years as an athletic director.
Okay.
And we had the same problem.
Okay. Well, see, that is a big, big problem when you're getting into a professional thing and you're dealing with money.
Yeah. And there's a lot of money in intercollegiate athletics and wrestling.
Well, I mean, they're trying to get them boys some money at school now. It's time. It's all about money.
Unfortunately, it's going to start a bidding war that's going to go through the ceiling again.
Well, that's the least worry we need.
We got a lot of worry.
Everybody needs to make money.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to make money. And what they get, more power to them. If they deserve it.
Okay. I'll give you that. We'll argue about it later.
No, we ain't got to argue about that. I mean, some things we ain't going to argue about, because what is real.
Now, see, my take on this, though, is I disagree to this extent that, again, if you're a great player and these are your college days, if Ohio State comes to recruit you, and let's just round figures here. Let's say they're going to pay you $1,000 a game. Let's say that's their idea, and that's what they offer you. Okay. And then let's say Podunk Indiana University comes and offers you, they don't have any television for their football games. Their football team does not play in the Big Ten or Big 12 or whatever it actually is. But they offer you $5,000 a game. You're not going to go play there because you will not get the exposure. You will not be able to go to the NFL.
That depends. There are people that care more about money than they care about the exposure, and they're not very smart. But when I was at DePaul University, we went to the Final Four, and so we got big name. We had the opportunity to go on Chicago... Well, some Chicago network, Eddie Einhorn owned it.
Ooh.
And so there were plenty of money there. And Eddie owned it, and he offered us $1 million to go on his channel. But we had to stay on his channel, and it was only going to be 4 games for the whole year. We elected to go with WGN at $250,000, but we were going to be on 21 games. That meant our recruiting was far better than if we were only going to be on Chicago. So
see, there you go.
You got to think all different sides of it.
So about your money?
Well, in our case, it was about the exposure.
Exposure makes money.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's all about the money.
I had a priest who was my athletic director and decided that. So he was a pretty smart guy about money.
Yeah, well, that's the basic line. They do for 2 reasons, to be the best or the money.
Yeah.
If you pay for what you think is the best to get the best. If you turn down something instead of what you think that you can get out of having the best. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's the bird in the hand.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So this is why I don't think it will change anything. I mean, I think people will make money, but people are going to go to the college they want to go to.
Right.
That's best for them. I'm sure a lot of people would like to stay in their home state.
Right.
But they don't because they can get the exposure.
And see, also, they are going to start helping all of them in that college status. You know, so money is going to help all of them. You understand what they used to? What does y'all used to do with all that money?
I don't know. What does a baseball player do with $70 million a year?
Well, I'm talking about this. Didn't the schools get a lot of money?
A few schools get a lot of money.
Yeah, but what do they do with that money?
They put it into new buildings.
Okay.
Most of them do that.
Okay.
They don't put it back in the kids, except for they give them free education.
But how?
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, but how much are we really going to be paying a kid here?
Well, that's the whole question. That's why I'm concerned about it. If you pay a kid $1,000 a year, there is the Pell Grant that'll give them $1,000 or $2,000 a year, so they don't need $1,000. But if they're going to pay them, how do you base the pay? Do you base it on how many people you bring into the stands? Do you base it on how good you are? Do you base it on how much you can afford to pay the best talent? There's a lot of problems, and I just see it, unfortunately, spiraling out of control. I do.
Well, it shouldn't spiral out of control if everything is a set amount. Everything is set amount, right?
No, that's the problem. If it were a set amount, then
individual that you see, you got X amount of dollars to give. You got a cap, don't you? Don't they have a cap?
Right now, they haven't decided that. If there's a cap, then I'm a little bit more okay with a cap.
Well, you ain't gonna please everybody.
No,
you know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And individuals want as much money in the pocket or in the hand as they can get at one time. Because in all sports, nothing is guaranteed. You might go out, they might give you $50 million and you break a leg that night, you know, or whatever.
Yep.
You know. Or look at the individuals in the wrestling business, what do they call sports entertainment. And then the maneuvering of the people, top people. Break that one leg. You understand what I'm saying?
Do they actually do that? They tell them to break somebody's leg? I might have delved into something nice.
All you got to do is hit your computer, and it's all on the thing. It's been known, and different people get hurt for no reason at all because of lack of what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is it should be some pretty good money in it for the individual.
Do you remember Daryl Stingley? He was a football player that was injured by, they call me Assassin. What was the name of that guy's name? Anyway, he was injured. In football, he was going to be a great wide receiver, but he was crushed by this lineman, or I don't know what the assassin was. But anyway, it ruined his life forever. But the guy that broke him down like that, was told go out and break his legs, ruined him.
And that's it has been known that controlling, and you can control it by having individuals that can do just what you want them to do. And every sport or every business has someone in position to put down or peel up or shit off. So, it ain't nothing new.
No, it's not new. It just scares me.
it shouldn't scare too much, because the kids need more incentive, more part, like I feel. They are part of it that brings that revenue in.
Yeah, I understand that.
And it's part of grooming them, and the ones that do well and are that stands out. You only get picked when you stand out from the rest. Mm-hmm. The best is supposed to, if you have a team, you want the best on there. And you can, if you pay money, you can get the best. But if you give money to the individuals that don't deserve it, where are you going to be? On the bottom all the time. It's all about being at the top.
Well, yeah, and one of the problems we have in sport today is so many of the guys up at the top are paying money to people that aren't very good. and that scares me.
Well, it's that's confusion.
Or ignorance.
Well, all those answers. You see what I'm saying? So, what's the solution?
I don't know that I'm smart enough to know that.
What do you think, Scott?
Well, what I think is I would guess if I was the president of a university that had a lot of money, I would not want to drive up the prices. I would not want to get into a bidding war with a small university. Because then...
But it's going to happen naturally.
Well, see, I don't think it will, because, to be honest with you, in the early days of television, which entertainment industry, you had Ed Sullivan, who was the king, so he paid people $600 to come on his show for one shot. Well, then came Steve Allen, who was on the same time Ed was on. And Steve Allen, I think the second week he was on, had Elvis Presley on. Well, all of a sudden, Steve Allen did better than Ed Sullivan for 1 week, and Ed didn't like that. So Ed said, I'll lock up Elvis and I'll pay you more than $600, but you can't go on Steve Allen's show anymore.
There you go.
And Steve Allen said, that's okay, because I don't want to drive. I'm not going to get in a bidding war with you, because then we're going to get into a bidding war for everybody who drives up this, and nobody's going to win.
You know, all of this would be fine if we had people with conscience and people with respect for other people, but right now I don't see that. I'm sorry.
Everybody's seeing the same thing.
But can you imagine a university wanting to pay, be in that kind of a position with a player?
Well, I happen to watch alumni, and they're not the university officially, but I know that alumni will pay huge amounts of money to get the best players, because they then could go tell their friends, I run that. Well, when UCLA was doing so well, one of the guys that was helping them recruit gave millions of dollars a year to them. He was a good friend of Marilyn Monroe, and he took me to see Marilyn Monroe's bungalow. So I got to know him a little bit. After she was dead. I mean, I didn't go see her bungalow while she was alive. But I can't remember his name. But it was pretty much, the university wasn't paying those kids, but there were a lot of fringe benefits that were being paid by them.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is, I go back to the point again of, you know, there have been schools that have never been able to put together good football or basketball teams simply because of a school in the early days getting a lucky break and lining up television contracts and being in the right place at the right time. And right now, that's what draws people, good players, to colleges. And once you get a good season, then you end up well in the draws. You have better recruiters. You can hire better recruiters. So it's always... This gives small schools that might have a very active alumni a chance to get in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what happened to DePaul when I was there. We got Mark Aguirre, who was the number one draft choice when he got out. We had Mark Aguirre, and from that point on, we had WGN, we had lots of money, and we had a lot. But that almost goes into my feeling. It'll start a bidding war because they will want to get those kids, those top kids. So somehow or other, they'll find a way. And like Thunderbolt said, put a cap on it. I love that idea. But I'll guarantee you that some alumni is going to find a way to slide that kid several thousands of dollars.
The cap is fine, but the problem would be, again, if you have Ohio State or you have Podunk, Indiana, if they both hit the cap, if they both say, well, we're offering you the cap, well, where do you think the person's going?
Oh, it's going to go to the better, more known school.
So all that school's got to do is hit the cap every single time, and they're going to win.
Yeah, but there are going to be people at that podunk school that are going to say, we need to get ahead. Call up alumni John. He's got lots of money. Alumni John's going to come in with $1 million to slide it under the table. So
Can't they do that now?
Yeah, and they do.
Well, there you go. So we're not really changing the system.
Right. Nothing's changed.
No, you're absolutely right. And I hate that about college athletics. When I was in it, I was told, Thunderbolt, I was told at the beginning of my college athletic endeavor, if you see anything that's against the rules, you have to report it to your boss. My boss was always the athletic director. Every year, I saw several things, and I'd go and report it. Basically, the boss told me, go away. They didn't want to hear about it.
Well, it's controlling, you know. I mean, if you know what's going on, what's the problems of your team or whoever have problems, and you don't want to address any of them, then you're doing it your way.
Yeah. And it might not be the right way.
Well, you might have had the right coach, and you're definitely not doing the players right, doing it your way when it could be wrong, because there is a right and a wrong way.
I hope that's true. Yeah.
But then again, why do you think they're starting all this now?
That's a good, real good question. Well, I don't know the answer to that. It's been going on since I started 30 years ago.
But they have been doing what they wasn't supposed to do for 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was a no-no of gifts and so forth and so forth and so on.
But if you
a lot of people got in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So, I mean, now why is it that the come to the conclusion that we're going to take care of these kids now? What brought all that out in that, are you with me at all? Understanding a little bit?
I think they're trying to cover it with a good let's help the kids out. They're just looking for a way to
In other words, sweeping stuff under the rug.
I believe so.
Oh, okay.
When I was an athletic director, all I cared about was the kids, and I can't count on one hand the number of coaches or administrators that agreed with me.
Well, that's you're very, very few, and it's only chosen ones that really, actually, bring the best out in the individuals.
I want to see those guys.
You
want them in charge. Yeah.
Yeah. See, and big business just ain't run that way.
No, you're right. Yeah. That's the problem with politics right now.
And what do we do with that?
Oh, let's not go there yet. My show hasn't started.
What are you and Dr. Feynman going to talk about today?
Oh, we're going to talk about everything under the sun politically. I'm going to look it up so that I don't lie to you. There it is. Come on. Got to find Glenn. There's Glenn. Here we go. All right. Today, we're going to talk about, the governor's sending people down to the border. Why should the states send people down to protect the border? I mean, we are, but it should be the national choice. Is there a kind of a change now in the, are some of the governors relenting on their position, their pro-Trump position? What can the USA do about this horrible ransomware problem that we have? Also, what are we going to do about all the gun violence? There were 150 people killed in 400 shootings on the 4th of July in the United States. I don't know the answer to that, but we're going to talk about it.
Well, what about this story right here? It happened in Michigan, but with the backup well, what was he? The backup goalie for the Columbus Crew, who was in Michigan watching fireworks, sitting in a hot tub, and the firework went off wrong, struck him in the chest and killed him, 24 years old.
That's, you know, we have laws against fireworks, but they're kind of like...
Not for laws.
Where?
Well, they're all over the place, but they're like the laws of not paying...
They're not using it.
No, that's right. They're just like the laws of don't pay the athlete, the college athlete.
Is that a law?
Yeah, well, it's a rule.
Rule.
The NCAA.
Rule and a law.
Yeah, they're different.
Two different things.
But it's almost holds as much a penalty as a law would. If you are at a university and you pay an athlete and get caught, look what happened to Southern Methodist, the death penalty back, way back. That can happen to you.
Yeah, but what is this kid's death, 24 years old, goalie from the Columbus Crew, backup goalie, is it going to stop Governor DeWine from making fireworks legal on certain days? Because that's on the table right now.
Is it really on
yeah.
the table?
Been
yeah.
there for a while. Yeah.
Yikes.
So is it going to matter?
I think it'll make a lot of people take note. I didn't know that was a fact.
Well, I mean, you know, it's... freak accident, and then there's knowing how to use them, too.
My wife said to me when she saw that, she said, do you remember when you took the kids out front and set off an entire thing of lady fingers and it blew up all around you?
Didn't know what you were doing.
Huh?
Didn't know what you was doing.
No, I didn't, and they blew up all around me, and fortunately they were baby fingers, so they were real small.
There's a lot of people who got hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, really hurt, but by not respecting respecting the fireworks.
Yeah,
and at the time it was illegal, but now you pretty well can they pretty well do what they want. I know I went to a big fireworks the other night on Lake Spirally. I mean, they had a show out there. It was really,
Well, I don't know. Should they be made legal? Should they not?
Well, public pressure. Is that right now they are pseudo legal on the 4th of July. Nobody's going to get arrested. Right here in Marion, you go out to by the fairground, and there are more fireworks off the fairgrounds than on the fairgrounds.
But people are not cautious and safe. And people don't, some people don't read the rules.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, the environments, it's so many things that people just don't do.
Yeah.
I mean, when professionals put on great shows and fireworks and all, but that little stuff in the neighborhood and stuff, a lot of kids have been maimed, messed up and
killed. The problem that you and I think would agree upon, if everybody was smart, things would be done right. But they're not all smart.
It's all about money.
Yeah, well,
it's all
come
back money, because if you don't sell it to them, they won't get it. If you don't make it available, they won't have it.
I went down several years ago. I drove by this place down in down by Logan. You know where Logan is. I'm not sure that Thunderbolt does, but down by Logan, and it's a big fireworks sales place. And I went in and I said, can I buy fireworks? And the guy said yes. I said, but it isn't legal in the state. He said, you have to sign a letter saying you're taking them out of state to use. Well, nobody was going to do that. They were buying them.
But everybody signs a letter.
They all signed a letter. I did too.
Oh, there you go. So where do we draw the line?
I have no idea.
Well, I think maybe that's the idea behind a lot of this legislation is people do it anyway. People sign these letters. What makes a difference?
Well, and people take crack too. But there is a line there. We have ignorant people, people that do really stupid stuff that hurt themselves and hurt their friends and their family and people around them that they don't even know.
But don't you think there's a line between fireworks and crack? I think the difference is the firework law would only make it legal, I think, on like 7 days a year. It's not totally legalizing it.
Yeah, I'll guarantee you that. Well, no, yeah, nobody really thinks about setting fireworks off except for on those days anyway. And those are the days that we kill people. So, yeah, let them kill each other. I know.
But the problem is they're doing it anyway and nobody's stopping it. I think people are working on the crack problem best they can.
I'm not sure they're doing it any better than the fireworks.
Well, I think if you well, listen, if you call your neighbor up and say they've got crack next door, the cop is going to show up. If you call up your neighbor and say they're shooting off fireworks, you wait for the police to show up.
Right. You're nosy. You're in their business.
Yeah.
So I think there is a difference.
Well, I told the story about us. We used to set off fireworks up in northern Michigan, and we set off a firework and landed on our next-door neighbor's boathouse and burned the roof off of it. We didn't tell
why
if it was us.
Why are you shooting off fireworks? It seems like you're having a lot of trouble.
My brother was a bad boy.
Oh, my goodness.
And my eight-year senior, so I wasn't going to tell
him. You've had two incidents already. You're burning the roof off a boat, and things are blowing up in your face.
Well, did you see what happened to that? They put all those illegal fireworks in a bomb van, and they were going to take it away, and it blew up inside the van, and really, I think 18 people were hurt. Downtown New York, I think it was. I'm not sure. Anyway.
Well, we got to avoid that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
We're not going to solve these problems.
No, but I do wonder if it's timing is everything, and with this legislation not passed yet, not signed by Governor DeWine, I do wonder if this kid's death will have any impact on that.
I'm certain it'll have impact on the mass public, and I think they will probably get a lot of people that say no, 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 because look what happened to our goalie, you know, that sort of thing. I didn't even know it was happening, so obviously they're doing it quite quietly, because I look at a lot.
Yeah, but I think Governor DeWine, who's up for re-election next year, will take this into consideration.
Yeah, I think he better.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting thing.
We ought to get Thunderbolt to run for governor.
Well, you got to have somebody in there running.
Somebody that's smart. There you go.
There you go.
I'm too old.
That's what everybody says.
No. Really. It's more qualified, young, you know, stable minds.
I ran for state senator 2 years ago, and I was 73. Now, I'm not running for it again because I'm too old, I guess. But I think there are some really bright 80-year-old people.
It's time for, you know, that's the reason we need to groom.
Yes.
The right way instead of the wrong way.
When I was
getting deeper and deeper now.
When I was running for office, I told a lot of people that asked me, aren't you too old? I'd say, I'm not too old yet, but I'm going to groom somebody to take my place. I will not run for two terms. I will groom somebody to take my place in the next term. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to start grooming those kids.
Well, see, that's what college does.
I hope so.
Well, they've been doing it all the time.
Been trying.
They drank beer and danced and stuff. They done it their way. They done it. Look how messy this mess is. Nowhere in the world this stuff can be kept like it is with some right people in there. Like, you know what I mean? So they groom them their way. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a big business right there. You know what I'm
saying? Well, there's an interesting story going on right now that pertains to our First Amendment. Donald Trump is suing, I believe it's Facebook and Twitter, because they've blocked him. Now, to be honest with you, I think he's got a big case here.
I think he's got a point.
Because it's freedom of speech in this country, but the companies will say that we're private companies.
Right.
So I don't know which way that'll go.
And you do agree to their terms when you get your pay.
So there is, it's going to be hard for him to fight that.
Let me ask you, is there a line? Line on what you can and can't do?
I think.
And wait a minute. Does it go for everybody?
Not if you're the color that you are. You don't get all that stuff.
I get more than most folks do.
Good.
I mean, I've been shut down. I've been even told we have to analyze it. They put the wrong thing out there. But I don't. But they allow people can put anything out there on my page.
Yeah.
On my page, they can put anything vulgar or anything. Who allows that?
Yeah, I think.
Who okays that, and who leaves that, or who makes that decision that that's okay?
Have you seen this ad on TV lately where the young person is 26 years old and he or she says, they haven't changed the rules. I got my Facebook when I was young, and they haven't changed the rules since I was born of what I can do and what I can't do. I think they do need to have, you know, maybe every 5 years have a figuring out.
Well, I mean, isn't there certain things that is just ain't right?
Well,
I'm talking about this Facebook now.
Yeah.
This Facebook. I mean, you can see people, humans with animals. You can see.
That isn't right.
Well, I mean, but I'm talking about, and you can hit your page and get, you can see anything that you wouldn't allow your children to see, you wouldn't want your kids to see. And it's just boom, boom, boom. Is that fair to you and your kids?
Now, they have tried to address that with the, you know, the, you can put a thing on it so you can't.
You can put it. No. You can put it. That's you spending more money. They can control it from the top. If they're going to control the stuff, there's decent stuff and there's garbage.
Yeah.
So they let garbage go through like decent stuff, or they'll stop what one say about somebody else and da da da.
Well, it's hard, you know, I am sure they feel it very difficult to become God and determine what's garbage.
They ain't feeling difficult. They doing what they want to do.
Well, that's true.
They think they God. It's the opposite of the whole thing. You understand? Yeah. Are you following?
Yeah, I got you.
And what we got to do is step out for 15 minutes, and then we'll come back and continue this conversation in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
I'll tell you what. I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes this long, straight long, and she could look $1 million better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would. That's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes,
to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's it's had women as the leaders.
That's right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship,
in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website williamsgrasscutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting,